anyway.
It's bad bitch o'clock. And it's Thick 30. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. So excited to be here at the Democratic National Convention live doing Civic Media's special coverage from the United Center. Joined by another very special guest, y'all. It's Morris Pearl. He is chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires. Used to work for BlackRock. Has a whole pile of money. Doesn't have to work anymore. He's one of those people. And guess what Morris thinks? He thinks rich people like himself and the country's wealthiest and most profitable corporations should be taxed more. Welcome back to the show, Morris. Happy to have you.
Hey, great to be in your show, Maggie. Thank you.
Wonderful. I'm not quite hearing Morris yet. Let's try that again. Welcome back, Morris. Good to have you. Try it one more time.
Thanks for having me. Great to be in your show.
We got you now, Morris. Loud and clear. Let's start with the basics. Why should rich people and the most profitable corporations be taxed more?
Well, look. It's just not fair that people like me, who don't even work for a living, pay tax rates at a fraction of the rate that you do on your income as a working journalist. And, like, I don't even work. I make lots of money from my investments, and I pay almost no taxes at all.
Now, tell folks what that differential is, right? When you say your income or what you earn on investments isn't taxed the way work is taxed, what do you mean by that?
Well, honestly, some people can earn a lot of money on their investments and pay zero taxes completely. I was just talking to Senator Ron Wyden on the way here. He's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. He's concerned about this buy, borrow, die system that you can buy stock, borrow money against the stock, make and live on that money, spend it, and yet have zero taxable income. Because taxable income is only defined from money from your labor, which mm-hmm. is how most people like you get money to live on,
yep.
or money when you actually sell something. But I can withdraw money from my brokerage account, and I did this, I actually did, just to make sure I'm telling the truth. So I withdrew hundreds of thousands of dollars from my brokerage account and had zero taxable income, and I spent all that money. And had to pay no taxes at all on it because it's not considered income because I didn't sell any stock. Someday I might sell the stock or I might not. This can go on until I die and then the brokerage firm will sell some of the stock and no one will ever pay any taxes because of other rules called step-up basis.
Yeah.
So I can live very well and not pay any tax at all. And if I do choose to sell my stock, which I actually do sometimes, I have tax rates of zero. Working people do not have tax rates of zero,
yeah.
or 15% or 20%. So the actual tax rate of an investor, even who sells all of their investments, is below 20%, which is less than most people who actually work for a living pay on their income. So it's just not fair. And that's part of the reason why people like me are getting richer and richer and richer. And so many other people are just struggling to get by and, frankly, not able to save money and just kind of living paycheck to paycheck. And that's why some people are getting richer and richer and other people are not.
When did the wheels start to come off the bus from a fairness perspective? Because our tax code wasn't always this way, or the discrepancy, the difference wasn't always this extreme, was it?
Well, I think it started really in the 1980s under the Reagan administration. They somehow decided that, oh, we're afraid that rich people are going to go on strike or something.
Right, and, which is so ridiculous. I won't invest anymore.
No. We have to lower their taxes. And thinking about it, A, that's completely ridiculous.
Right.
Rich people, you can't go on strike from being rich.
Yeah.
And B, even if I wanted to, if I have a bunch of money, that money's either in a checking account or invest in the stock market, or I could invest in
real estate,
yes.
Fine arts and collectibles, yes.
But whatever I invest in, it's invested in something. even if it's cash in the bank, then the bank can lend it out. So the money doesn't stop existing. So even if I wanted to go on strike from being rich, the money doesn't disappear. It goes somewhere.
Yes, it keeps working for you.
It keeps working for me or for someone.
Yes.
So it's just a ridiculous idea that, oh, we have to give a special lower taxes to rich people or they'll, I don't know, be mean to us or something.
Where did this sort of antithetical concept come from? It seems to me that most conservatives would vigorously defend the idea of baseline microeconomics, that individuals are profit-maximizing, profit-seeking individuals. And so it seems when you make this argument that all of a sudden rich people won't want to accumulate more wealth is a little bit stupid and runs contrary to the fundamental assumptions that they make about a capitalistic system.
Maybe it's just some self-serving idea that they want to somehow convince people that they're entitled to lower tax rates for some reason.
Ah, Morris, it seems that we might have fallen upon a little kernel of truth here, that it in fact is a bunch of frickin' hooey designed to trick middle class and working Americans into supporting something that is economically so disadvantageous for middle class and working Americans. Might that be it, potentially?
You know, I honestly think so. I mean, some rich guys can come in and say, oh, I created this company and employ all these people and create all these jobs and did all these things, and therefore I'm rich and somehow deserving of being even richer. But, like, if they had to pay regular taxes, well, they'd still create a company and employ people and stuff. You only pay taxes on the profits of the company.
Yes.
If you employ more people or pay those people more, that actually lowers your taxes. It doesn't raise your taxes.
Right.
There's already a tax incentive for spending money because all of the money you spend in your business
reduces
is tax deductible.
Yes. And instead, we've created this perverse system where it seems, especially America's most profitable corporations, seem to be more inclined to engage in stock buybacks and dividend disbursements, which, again, if the person doesn't cash out the investment, you know, they're escaping tax. Again, the incentive structure here seems to be off when it comes to reinvesting in actual businesses that help job growth or increasing wages to help support middle class families.
Well, I mean, the incentive on a business is not to job growth or something.
Profitability.
The incentive of business is the owners making more money. And sometimes the owners realize they can make more money by investing and hiring more people and expanding their business. You know, I had dinner last night at pizzeria.
Yes.
It went from one store in 1971 to a guy with 68 stores now.
Yes.
And that's great.
Yes.
And he's making lots of money, hopefully.
Yes.
You know, and that's what he decided to do. And I think he and his children, his grandchildren, are a lot richer now than they would be
had he just kept the one store.
Kept the one store.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I often hear from people that, oh, well, if you tax corporations more, they're going to flee the United States and re-residence themselves in tax havens. Tell me what the rebuttal to that is.
Well, first of all, if you're running a business, you need to make money by selling stuff to people.
Yes.
You need to sell stuff to people who have money. You know, there's a lot more money to be made selling coffee in the United States than there is selling coffee in China, which Starbucks has found out to its detriment.
Yes.
And anyone starting a business, they don't look for a low-wage place to start their business. I want to save money by not paying people too much. They look for a high-wage place to start their business. Oh, I want to sell stuff to people who can pay me lots of money. Our members of our Patriotic Millionaires group, they are wealthy because they build businesses to sell very expensive shoes to women who have a lot of money, sell very expensive ice cream, and things like that.
Yeah.
They didn't make money by somehow doing something to make a lot of money from poor people.
Yes.
That doesn't work. The poor people don't have much money.
Yes, it's interesting. as larger and larger, if not the entirety of middle-class family paychecks, are going to buy the basics these days. Again, it seems to me to be a bit counterintuitive or at least limited in its analysis to say, we got to tax corporations less. That's the only way to grow the economy. We need a middle class to buy the goods that the businesses are making. There is a relationship. There is a symbiotic relationship between businesses and the consumers of the goods that businesses make.
Let me tell you, Maggie.
Yeah.
If you want to have a policy to help some people,
yes,
you could send those people who you want to help more money.
Yes.
Sending other people more money and thinking it's going to somehow trickle down to the people that need the help.
Yeah, it's not going to work, Maurice.
It doesn't work very well.
Interesting.
Money does not trickle down. Money trickles up, actually.
Yes.
Every time you pay your cell phone bill or your rent payment or your mortgage payment, some of that money trickles up to people like me that own stock in Apple and the banks.
Verizon.
Yes. Yes. That's how I get rich, is owning stock in companies like Apple and Verizon and banks that make a little bit of money every time someone pays their iTunes bill or their cell phone bill or their mortgage payment and their rent payment, things like that. Money does not trickle down. That's false.
Yeah, that's false. I'm going to ask one of our longtime listeners and callers, hey, CJ, what do you think about taxing billionaires and corporations more? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, say goodbye to them again. They were coming back. And the Trump policy, I bet you Civic Media used the Trump policies to expand. Because I believe you're a corporation. You work for a corporation, don't you?
Yes, most of us do, CJ. What's the point?
Patriotic Millionaires is a corporation, too. Two corporations, in fact.
Again. The point is, they're going to leave the country because your candidate has these brilliant ideas. What is it? Gouging policies, I guess? No. Oh, gouging. Yeah, I guess it's gouging.
Yes, which is illegal both under federal and state law, CJ.
Pronounce it right. Pardon me?
I said price gouging has been illegal under both federal and state law for quite some time. Is your argument that businesses will leave if they're paying a higher tax rate? We've got to leave it there, CJ, but I'm not going to leave it there with Maurice yet. He's going to come back after the break. We're going to talk more about that fundamental fallacy that all of a sudden businesses will pack up and leave if they're taxed more. Somehow they were all around when the corporate tax rates were higher. Before 2017. Weird, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to take care of some business ourselves. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to Civic Media, live coverage from the DNC.